You're listening to Sam Downey's TechCasts on iTunes. This podcast features a report from the Winter NAMM show, which recently took place in Anaheim in California, which is south of Los Angeles. And I was lucky to be at NAMM show, thanks to a friend of mine. In this report from the Winter NAMM show, 2006, hear Oscar from M Audio talking about the latest keyboards from the Oxygen range, which has been updated, speakers, also new software from M Audio, and also hear from Andreas Sundgren from Toontrack Music talking about their latest new release, which is coming out in April 2006. And the product is called the Easy Drummer, and you'll get the lowdown shortly from Andreas from Toontrack Music. But first, let's hear from Patrick Cummings, who's the CEO from Brian Moore Guitars. And Patrick's going to be talking and demoing the latest release from them. It's called the iGuitar USB. The iGuitar USB is a really fantastic guitar. So let's hear what Patrick had to say about the iGuitar USB from Brian Moore Guitars.
We've turned the electric guitar finally into a computer peripheral that requires no software, no drivers, no power supplies, no confusing nonsense like you have to do to build your external stuff.
Yep.
Okay? You start out and you've got... I'm running audio right out of the guitar, streaming... I convert the sound of those pickups, those Duncans, in a high-speed DSP. We convert it to digital audio, just like your external device would do. And it doesn't need drivers. If you go up here to preferences... What do you see as audio input? Oh, iGuitar USB. There it is. Okay, cool. If you select a software instrument, such as a piano, the sounds are there.
Yeah.
So when I was showing this to John Oates, what I did is I used to play one of his songs that like... So I recorded that, and I laid down the drum groove, and of course, here's a Fender bass, you know, like... And then I put some cheesy strings and I played the lick and it sounds like this. Right. That's the world's fastest demonstration of GarageBand. Okay. We controlled all the real instruments and the software instruments. We can create any kind we want. I could go here. And I could make up, you know, strings, right? Let me show you one more demo quickly. And this has to do with, I had some fun showing this product to a very conservative gentleman who, when I looked at him, I said, this guy doesn't have one rock and roll record in his collection. So I had to think fast because he was an investment banker. So what I did is I put, like, this orchestral instrument sounds. Yeah. They have, like this stuff here, like English horn, right? I laid down some arpeggios behind it, like... Now listen to three of them back together. And I'm a guitar player. So it's a classical piece. So now I've got the piece, if I need it, you can convert to tab and do all this kind of stuff. So that's... very useful. We've turned the guitar into a computer peripheral. You can use it on a Mac PC. You can use it on all the different software programs for recording. You could use it in Reason standalone. You can use it with native instruments. You can use it with notation programs.
Does it do a tab thing also?
Yes, it does. So it's the same. You just do like a copy, paste, and it converts the tab. So this is, that's why the tab is down there. Anyway, this, and you can see the fingerboard stuff too.
Yeah.
So really, it's the ultimate input device for... You know, musicians who are guitarists. See, my music comes out of me on the guitar. I really am a terrible in front of a keyboard. But if you give me this.
It's handy for guys who are on the road, too. If you just have your laptop, you don't need a
laptop and guitar, you plug the USB cable in, and in 18 months, this will be wireless.
Wow.
Yeah, and you'll be able to just have iGuitar USB, simply, you know, be like iGuitar dot... Weepy or something like that, I don't know what we'll call it, but actually, it's a good one, thank you.
That's Patrick Cummings speaking from iGuitar.com or Brian Moore iGuitars.com. Give you information, and all it is a guitar with a USB connector on it, converting anything you play on the strings into MIDI information, I think, and it also brings the audio down through through the USB cable, and it can connect up through any music application. So Patrick was using a GarageBand just then, and he was just playing all the virtual instruments through his guitar, so triggering like pianos and strings and violins, and all through a guitar. So this is wonderful. So now we've got keyboard controllers for keyboard players, and now we've got another controller for guitarists. So guitarists can't play piano. Well, why not use the iGuitar from BrianMoreGuitars.com? I'm now speaking with Oscar Garza from Mem Audio. How are you doing, Oscar?
Doing great. How are you doing today?
Good, thank you. We're here at NAMM in Anaheim, south of Los Angeles. So tell me about what Mem Audio has brought out this week.
Sure. Well, basically, we have a lot of new keyboards that we're showcasing here at NAMM Show. We're basically taking, you remember our Oxygen 8 little keyboard that really took the world by storm. We've actually got the second version of it. We call it Oxygen 8 version 2. Basically, what we've done is taken the original Oxygen 8. We've kind of tweaked the keys a little bit so the bed feels a little bit better. Yeah. It's got a transport on it. It has built-in memory for presets on it. And then not only that, but we've actually expanded that line out. So no longer is it just the Oxygen 8. We have the Oxygen 49, which is a 49-key keyboard, once again with knobs and a transport and everything built in, and then also a 61-key version of the Oxygen. So we've taken that and expanded it out. In addition to that, we've also brought in our new top-tier keyboards called the Axiom line. And the Axioms pretty much have anything that you would ever need on a MIDI controller. It's semi-weighted keys, it has aftertouch built in, it's got drum pads on it, it's got endless rotary encoders, knobs. Like I said, full boat, everything is on there that you would need. So.
Okay, so since this is a podcast, so tell me about the Mem Audio Podcast Factory.
Sure, absolutely. You know, obviously the podcasting has taken the world by storm. Everybody is getting into that now, and so we want to be able to offer a really great solution that's affordable to most people, but quality and pro in every way. So basically, in the Podcast Factory, what you get is an audio interface, and this is a USB audio interface, that all you have to do is plug it in through that USB cord, and then you have the ability to plug in a microphone directly into that, and essentially, you know, convert analog sound to digital, so your voice digitally into the computer. And do it cleanly, because a lot of people have the misconception that I can just plug in a microphone into the back of the computer and it's going to sound great. And while, you know, the built-in sound card on your computer is meant to do lots of different tasks altogether, it's not really a dedicated, you know, record your voice, record guitar, stuff like that into it, and you're not going to be really pleased with the results. So we've introduced this package that comes with the USB interface, the microphone, it's a really great broadcast quality microphone, a cable for the microphone, a USB cable, and podcasting software, all at a great price of $149 street price.
That's really great. Moving on, let's talk about the speakers, because
sure.
Mem Audio's brought out, because I'm a big fan of the audiophile speakers like the BX5, which are also, of course, Apple use on their booth when they tour the world and demoing GarageBand and Logic, and they have that in their audio setups. So tell me about the new range of speakers from Mem Audio.
Absolutely. We've actually got two extreme ends of the spectrum here, because we have our SP3 Studiophile 3 monitors that were just released, just started shipping about a month ago. Those are meant to be very, really cool, really compact, but sound great speakers that have directional stands that you can place on them and come with basically all the cables you need and an auxiliary input on the front. So maybe if you had an iPod or something like that, you can plug it directly into it. And that's at the lower end of the spectrum. It's $99 for the pair, so really easy to get into. Now, on the complete opposite end, we're really starting to get into more high-end gear. We've been known for making really quality products, and we want to apply that to the upper tier. So we have our new EX66 line of speakers that will be shipping next month. And these are meant to be very high-end. I'm looking at a retail price of $699 per each speaker, but the response has been absolutely amazing to them.
Yeah.
They benchmark and spec out to other comparable speakers that cost easily $5,000, $6,000. So those are our EX66.
Okay. So let's talk about now. Come on to. So we talked about the hardware side. We haven't come across talked about the audio interfaces. So there's the USB and the FireWire audio interfaces. Is there anything new that's out at the moment?
Sure. Yeah. We actually have a new interface in the USB market, and it's really turned into our flagship USB audio interface called the FastTrack Pro. Not to be confused with just the FastTrack, because the FastTrack by itself is, you know, entry level basically.
Yep.
But the FastTrack Pro is a $249 list, Basically, it has the capability of having four inputs. It's got two analog inputs on the front with Neutrik connectors, so either XLR, 3-pin, or 1/4-inch. You also have inserts on the back of it. You've got four outputs. You've got digital on coax. You've got MIDI I/O. You've got phantom power. I mean, everything you would ever need in a box, all contained in here for a $249 retail, probably about a $199 street price. And it is Pro Tools compatible as well, too. So
that's good. Well, speaking of software, So let's talk about the new version of Pro Tools that M Audio has done since M Audio is a partner of with Avid. So tell me about how that relationship is going on, and talk to me about the new developments with Pro Tools, and also the other software that M Audio does.
Sure, absolutely. And you know, the Pro Tools has been an amazing thing, not just for us as a company, but for the end user. Because you know, previous to this, users had a couple of options from DigiDesign that were great, but there weren't as many as M Audio has.
Yeah.
And so now we have tons and tons of different interfaces, all of our FireWire boxes, all of our PCI cards, most of our USB boxes that are compatible with Pro Tools 7 and powered. And that's absolutely key because, like I said, more choices is always good for the end user. So whether you know you want a simple one-channel input like the Fast Track with an XLR mic, or you want a complete studio solution like the Project Mix I/O, which has 8 mic pre's on it, expandable out to 16 inputs at the same time, M Audio pretty much has you covered with their quality all throughout the entire price range.
That's great. So tell me about the software, because M Audio helps out with Ableton, and what else?
Sure. Well, obviously, Ableton has kind of been our mainstay. They are really our workhorse and have been a great music production software. But we also have really great software partners that we work with that are making great plugins for us. We have companies like Isotope that have three products that we distribute. One is called Trash. It's a distortion plugin, 64-bit, sounds amazing. Spectron, which is a spectral effects processing. All of the Isotopes have 64-bit processing, so it is going to sound great. And then kind of their tour de force, Ozone 3, which is a mastering suite. So you've got 6 different mastering modules built into one plugin, basically, that a lot of people can actually compare to a lot of the Waves plugins out there. So that's Isotope. We also have GeForce that make really great emulations of old analog synthesizers, like a Mini Moog, Arp Odyssey. They have different names for them. The Mini Moog is called the Mini Monster. We have the Oddity, which is emulation of the Arp Odyssey. We have the M-tron, which is for Mellotron. Mellotron is kind of cool because it's not a synthesizer or something trying to emulate it. These are the actual original Mellotron tapes that have been sampled and popped into this. For all intents and purposes, you're playing a Mellotron. And then last but certainly not least is the Embosker, which is a really rare British synth called the Oscar. Only about 3,000 of them ever made. And it won Electronic Musician Soft Synth of the Year last year. So we've got them. We've got Glaresoft, really killer drum machine called iDrum. Basically, you can bring in any WAV file, any AAF file directly into it.
Yes.
It's pattern-based, drawn what you want. It's super easy to use, but definitely extremely pro. And it's affordable. It's only $69. So we have iDrum from Glaresoft. A lot of partners, and then finally, a company called Way Outware with a product called the Time Warp 2600. And this is actually an emulation of an ARP 2600. And I say emulation, and really, the guy that developed this, Jim Hines, has taken it to the original creator of the ARP 2600, Alan R. Perlman. And Alan R. Perlman has gone on record as saying this is the best representation of an ARP 2600 ever out there.
Wow.
And has even taken it a step further, saying that back when we were creating the ARP 2600, this is what we wanted to do. You have made a perfect ARP 2600. So it's an amazing product. So we've got Way Outware, Glaresoft, Wizu as well, making really great percussion, Latin percussion and Middle East percussion apps.
Yeah.
We've got Isotope and, of course, Ableton and now Pro Tools. So a really big lineup.
So where can the listeners find out more information about M Audio?
Sure, you can always go to our website at www.m-audio.com. We have demos of all of our software on there for download, so you can check them out and see what you like. And always keep up to date with all of our new events that are happening.
Thank you, Oscar. Thanks for speaking to this TechCast. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
I'm speaking with Andreas Sundgring from Toontrack. That's toontrack.com. Talking about the Superior drum kit and the new product, the Easy Drummer.
Yeah.
So Andreas, welcome.
Thank you. Easy Drummer is very small, high-end mobile acoustic drum sampler that will give you a large MIDI drag-and-drop library to sketch songs, but also multi-microphone, multi-channel control. The sounds have been recorded at Avatar Studios in New York by Neil Dorfman, Pat Thrall, and a guy named Nir Z, who played with Genesis in the 70s and 80s. He's played with Joss Stone lately, John Mayer lately. He's just a very busy, very good session drummer. And the interface is basically built around the visualized idea of you can actually see the drum kit that you're working with. So you come into the interface and it loads up a full kit right away, and you audition the drums by pressing each drum, just clicking them in the interface like this. You can change parts of the drum kit just by going through a small bar on the drum itself and just loading up another drum. So I'm just loading a Ludwig Black Beauty snare drum. Sounds like this. I want another floor tom. Now I've got the 18-inch GMS, which I love. Listen to this. The Avatar drum room is 8 meters high. Listen to this room.
Wow.
The drums have been tweaked, they've been mixed, and all the levels are preset, which means that you can stay in the main window and just get into the MIDI library, which laps over. Check this out. So you play straight, and you choose a 4-4 and a groove version of that, and then a variation of the groove, and you press play. And the engine will play the MIDI groove, right? Then you'll bounce through the grooves, you'll browse through the grooves by just pressing this button, and it plays the groove seamlessly. When you've got a groove that you like, you close the library, you go to the drag and drop display, you grab a hold of the groove, and you pull it into your host.
Now, so if you're using it with Logic...
drag and drop, yep, no problem. It'll work with Pro Tools. It does AU and VSTI units. It'll be released in April. And then an RTAS version third quarter, probably. Now, another cool feature is a velocity sweep. So if you don't want to edit the velocity,
all the velocity in your host, but you
want to do a general change before you drag and drop, you just use this. So now you can play it softer. You can play it harder. We also got all the humanizing features from the Superior line hooked up to one button, basically. It's on by default, and when it's on, you don't get a cycle of hits that's recognizable. You never get two hits twice in a row. I'm going to turn it off, and you can see the difference. Now, you get a machine gun effect on the snare. Same hit, right? Yeah. I turn it on, you get non-cycling, not randomized. Just like a drummer. Now, this is the basic way of operating this. You just want to make a quick drum track. If you want to make a quick song idea, just make it, realize it as quick as possible. You use the main window. Okay. If you want some more control, I'm just going to lower the volume a little bit. You go into the internal mixer console. And in this console, you can adjust the level between the drums. It's a small internal mixer, basically. Unlike Superior, not all the leakage is included between the microphones, but we have included the leakage from the whole drum kit in the snare bottom microphone. It can be turned on and off, and the overhead microphone, which can be turned on and off. The ambience microphone has got a slider of its own. Now, in the mixer, you can group your sliders just by sweeping over them like that. Check this out. You can degroup them, ungroup them just by sliding once again over them. There are preset mix patterns, dry, flipped stereo perspective if you want to turn the kit around, see it from the front instead, flat. The reason we've got the flipped stereo perspective is actually that this supports e-drums as well. It's got continuous controller, it's got polyphonic hi-hats, all that. Now, as you can see, by default, this plugin routes through one stereo track in your host.
Yeah.
But if you want multi-channel in the host, this is what you do. Automatically routes into 8 stereo tracks in your host. Now, all the audio rendering is done in the host, unlike Superior, just like with most plugins, right?
Right.
Now, you can go middle ground as well and choose the stereo routing. But if you want the snare drum on another track, you just route it to another track. So now, I have the snare drum on number 5 and the rest of the kit on number 1. So you get a reasonable, or rather large amount of multi-channel control without having to change the version of the plugin. You don't jump in and out of different plugin versions. So we'll close the internal mixer with Easy Drummer. There will be a number of expansions. As I said, the sounds are all tweaked.
Yeah.
So we'll have genre expansions like heavy metal, hip hop, country, and stuff like that. And when you load an expansion, you press the EZX button in the interface. They will show what expansions you've installed on your computer. You pick one of those, and what's going to happen is that the expansion that you've loaded that kit appears in the interface.
Okay.
So you get a new picture here right away.
Well, that's a totally full kit.
Yes. And you can, and again, you can audition your expansion. AU and VSTIU, and it'll be released in April, and then an RTAS version third quarter, probably.
And that was Andreas Sundgren from Toontrack Music talking about the Easy Drummer. I would like to thank all the guests in this report from the NAMM Show 2006, which took place at Anaheim in California. I would like to thank Patrick Cummings, talking about the iGuitar USB from Brian Moore Guitars. For more information, go online at www.brianmooreguitars.com. I would also like to thank Oscar from M Audio. For more information about M Audio's products, go online at www.m-audio.com. And finally, Andreas Sundgren from Toontrack Music talking about the Easy Drummer. For more information on the Easy Drummer, go online at www.ezdrummer.com or go to www.toontrack.com. Sam Downey's TechCasts are presented and produced by Sam Downey. For more information, go online at www.dsounds.co.uk. The next podcast on Sam Downey's TechCasts will feature a report from Sounds Expo 2006, which is taking place at Olympia 2 in London. I will be interviewing a mix of musicians, producers, and high-tech music product developers. So tune in soon to get the lowdown from Sounds Expo 2006 on Sam Downey's TechCasts. For now, thanks for listening.